News, I'm Shanali Marie. Quebec Solidaire MNA Catherine Dorion walked out of the National Assembly on Thursday following complaints about her outfit. Dorion decided to leave after she heard that other MNAs asked President of the National Assembly, François Paradis, to intervene regarding the orange hoodie Dorion was wearing. This is the latest controversy regarding Dorion's outfits. She has been criticized in the past for wearing informal clothing, such as boots, tank tops, in the chamber. In other news, the planet Mercury is set to make an appearance as it passes in front of the sun on Monday. The planets will be visible from sunrise until just after 12 o'clock. Mercury's path is only visible to Earth 13 times per century. The last appearance was in May 2016 and the next one on November 13, 2032. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
So it seems I wait for you to call the others. Tell the name, the star, the bother. Tell the others that you know that it's alright. Never coming home. You know the end. You tell the name. Your bed won't bend.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are the Audio Pen Pals, and we're tuning in from CJLO 1690 AM Montreal. I'm DJ Big Peter, and I'll be your host for today.
I am Claudia Rocks.
I'm DJ Jerry.
And this is DJ Tam as well.
The Audio Pen Pals are brought to you by
the Concordia Council for Student Life. If you we're looking to expand our show, if you ever want to get involved with what we do here, please shoot us an email. We're looking to, if you want to be on the radio with us and participate in our conversations, call in, join us for a one-off episode, please reach out to us. Our email is audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com. Claudia, you just told me you want to talk about life.
Yes, life in general.
Life in general. Well,
life in general. Isn't it always busy, people? People.
Yeah, it's. Isn't it
always busy? It's like you never have time for yourself.
Yeah, I guess that's the world we live in, right? It's go, go, go.
Yeah, but lately I've been seeing more people saying, "I'm tired. I don't have time for you. I can't go here. I have to, sorry, friends. I have this to do. I got that to do." And it's always something you have to do, but you can't always do what you want to do. And it's frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. I guess that's, I don't know. Well, I guess this is capitalism. People have jobs and stuff like that, and they're busy all the time with that.
Like the other day, my sister was saying how she had a job, and she has a job, and she was saying how her friend asked her to come and paint, and she was too tired to do it, but she went anyways. You know, she wanted to take a nap in between that. And she's like, her friend asked her to go to a birthday party, which she didn't really want to go, but she went anyways, you know? And then she had to draw the line at some point and say, you know, they wanted to all go bowling, but my sister drew the line and told them, "No, I'm not going to go bowling because I'm tired and I want to just sleep." You know when you have to draw the line somewhere?
Yeah, getting exhausted and like being exhausted it might be somewhat seasonal. What's it called? You know, the sun's out less.
Mm-hmm.
You see it less often. You get less vitamin D. You're really down because you know seasonal depressions are like a very real thing. Think about the time change that happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
Is people like I think they lost an hour of sleep.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Is it true? We lost an hour, Pete?
No, gained.
Oh, we gained an hour? Uh huh.
No, the clocks go back an hour. Yeah, gain an hour sleep.
Yeah, you gain an hour.
When the clocks go forward, you lose an hour. When the clocks go back, you gain an hour.
Spring forward, fall back. I remember. So I guess like people are readjusting to their new schedules maybe. Also, a lot of the times like with daylight savings, the working hours make it so as soon as the sun rises, you're in work. And as soon as the sun sets, work just ends. Or if you have my sleep schedule where you wake up at like 4 p.m. every day, you don't have a radio show, you just never see the sun. And that could be a little...
daunting?
Well, it's stress-inducing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's in Vancouver and the same thing.
Yeah. I'm definitely... My time zone isn't Vancouver time. It's more like Moscow time right now. Yeah.
Let's hear what Peter thinks.
So, yeah, Peter, how have you been adjusting the time change?
Okay. Happy I did so an hour more of sleep. Yay!
So, Pete. Yay.
But what's with this? What's with this? This crap falling from the sky this morning?
The sky?
Yeah, what's the deal with all this snow?
The deal with the snow? It happened yesterday too, if you didn't notice.
Yeah, I did notice.
Yeah, but it turned into rain in the afternoon.
But yeah, the weather really flipped on us real quick. It's definitely not summer.
In French, they call it la merde blanche.
So what did it in English? If people wanted to know.
Maybe we should keep that off the air for our younger listeners. So let's...
White crap.
Yeah, everything definitely that's a good way of putting it. Everything definitely turns to about that texture.
See, I was coming out of the taxi yesterday from my I was going into the taxi from my house, and I almost slipped.
That's because somebody's a dodo bird and didn't put their boots on.
Or they should have waited for the snow to melt.
Or it's like, I think it's more of a problem with environment, you know? You got to get the salt down. The city's got to do a better job of that on the sidewalks.
No, it was on my property.
Okay, I don't think that's the city's fault. maybe get a...
She doesn't pay attention to where she's walking at all.
No, but getting salt would be a lot of help.
Yeah.
Like the one time I hit my foot on my bucket for the cans and all that. That hurt.
Yeah. Well, you need the salt, right? So
yes. I told my father to put some.
Probably a good move.
So Cameron, how's your life going?
My life. Well, my EI, which I've been on for the last little bit, is running out today. Mm-hmm. Today's the last day, so I got to get a job. I got a couple leads, so I'm going to put my nose to the ground and find something.
Here?
I don't know if the radio station's hiring.
No, I didn't mean at the station. I meant in Canada.
Oh, yeah. I'm not planning on leaving Montreal anytime soon. I got an apartment here and stuff.
What does EI stand for?
Employment insurance, remember?
Employment insurance. It's this wonderful program where if you're a seasonal worker and you're subject to layoffs every season, you're eligible to qualify for the government, a bit of government support in the months where you're like looking for work and stuff like that. So, yeah, I was looking for work the entire time, but I didn't find it. Gotta really do it now because the money supply is running out, and yeah, I'll find something.
Maybe you're good at being a chef.
How many months are they? Huh? How many months are you allowed to be on EI?
Okay, so it really depends on two things. First of all, the amount of EI that you get is based off of your location in Canada and the employment rate there. So the higher the employment rate is in your area you're applying, the higher the amount of hours you need to work to qualify for certain weeks of the number of weeks of EI. So if I'm applying from like Toronto or Montreal where the employment rate is very high and everybody's got jobs, that means I need a lot of hours to get even minimum EI. But if I'm applying from an area where there's not that many people employed,
like Vancouver.
Well, Vancouver would be a high employment area. Usually it's more rural areas where the employment rate is a bit lower. The unemployment rate is a bit higher.
Like Toronto?
No, all the cities in Canada have high employment. What he means is living outside of the city.
Oh, like...
So, like...
Like the states.
The states would be like in there, too.
Tomatisqua, whatever it's called, it's a rural area of Quebec. And it's very low, the employment rate. In James Bay, the employment rate is very low. Unless you work for Hydro-Québec at the Hydro-Québec Dam. That's the only place that has jobs for people in James Bay. Nunavut, the employment rate is high because of the mining projects going on over there, and the projects with pipelines and things like that, it's high. So, like you said, you have to work a lot of hours to qualify.
Yeah, so I luckily worked a lot of hours and applied for it. I got my EI despite living in a major city. But, yeah, so it's easier in certain places of the country. I got, like, the... I think the... second lowest amount of weeks you could possibly get. I got like 15 weeks or something like that. So it's kept me supported for the last little bit, but time to find a job. Yeah, I guess I'll keep everybody posted on that front. If you're looking to hire anybody, dear listener, I have like 8 years of radio experience, and I have a master's degree in philosophy. If you want me to do any philosophizing or anything, I'm also a really good editor. Anyways, so yeah, you know our email, audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com. You can, you know, hire me.
What about getting your old job as a TA?
Very funny. That would be a bad idea.
The thing about it is, it's not that great of a job. It's marking students' papers is one of the most horrific experiences I've had in a while. I went tree planting this summer, and it's worse than tree planting for sure. Just because you got reading people's writing.
It looks like chicken scratch.
Yeah, well, it's not even it looks like chicken scratch. It's just it sometimes reads like chicken scratch, and it's exhausting when you have to read 80 papers about the same topic, and some of them are like
chicken scratch. God.
Yeah, just yeah, the quality of them is they're typed out, but the quality of them is, you know, chicken scratch, and it's just really tough. And it's like tough.
And when your eyes are bothering you.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of staring.
Because he needs glasses most of the time. Because most writings you can't read it.
Yeah, I am a glassed person, and
thank you.
Definitely staring at a screen all day has not made my eyesight better. That being said, if you're dear listener, if you're looking to hire me, I'd be more than willing to stare at a screen all day, depending on the price.
I wonder if Allison's listening to this.
I think she's not.
Allison? I don't think the radio station is hiring right now, so I don't know if Allison's going to give me a job. Yeah, I think they were at some point, but. They got a good setup here.
A job by now.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Speaking of that, we've
got to go to a break for a minute. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We've got to go for a break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. So we're gonna play some ads, some music, and be right back.
The Groove Masters Hour. On CGLU 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Located at the heart of both campuses, the Hive Cafe strives to be a model food system at Concordia University that provides food through sustainable practices and empowers the student community. Get a lifetime membership for $10 and receive a 10% discount off every purchase. For more information, visit hivecafe.ca.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
I'm old, I'm gray, body messed up in every way. I'm getting older day by day. I'm getting older day by day. I don't miss my youth, I'm lying. Don't miss my Super Nintendo, you know I'm lying. Don't miss my taper jeans and my body that wore taper jeans. But I miss that high school hash. I want you back, I miss that 90s hash. That sweet, sweet black. I miss BT, you were so super gummy. You smelled so great, wish they made you as aftershave. Carried you in a pack of players like keep you safe for Friday night. You were my date every Friday night. I miss that 90s hash. I want you back. I miss that high school hash. that sweet, sweet black. One day you weren't there no more, cried myself to sleep. Everyone in Hamilton smoking wet weed. Then I grew up and I don't get so high, but I still think about you every Friday night. Back, I miss my 90s hash. That sweet, sweet black, I miss that high school hash. I want you back, I miss that high school hash. That sweet, sweet black. We'll be right back.
Hello. Welcome back. We're the Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM Montreal. I'm DJ Big Peter.
This is DJ Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Jerry.
And I'm Tam, or DJ Cam, DJ Tam, I guess.
Tambourine!
Couldn't we announce one thing first before we start?
Yeah.
Who's not here this week?
Grills couldn't join us this week. Peter Y is not joining us on the show, and Julie Perry's been busy with school. But we want to shout out to all the core members of our group who aren't on the program currently. A cool thing about the history of this radio station is originally all its founding members met at a place called the
Center. Center for Concordia Arts and Human Development.
The Center for Arts and Human Development at Concordia University.
Yes.
So
closer.
It's a great center that does a lot of art programs for
arts and therapy programs.
Yeah, and
arts,
drama,
therapies, and everything else program.
Yes. And to raise money for the center, they're having an upcoming benefit concert.
Yes.
So on November 13th,
yes,
in Oscar Peterson Hall at mm-hmm. about 7, I think.
Concert hall.
7:30. There's going to be a benefit concert. There's a ton of artists playing. It's going to be headlined by
Nicki Minaj.
Who people might remember from doing the theme song to the Canadian Olympics.
One that we're talking about.
The one in Vancouver, you know, the song like I Believe.
Yes.
Well, she'll be there. And she's I think tickets are about $45. Most proceeds are going to go to the center. You'll also get to see some performances by like center participants and all that stuff. So it's great. The center's great.
And the ones that are graduating.
Oh, and the ones that are graduating from the center.
And the cantors.
Oh, and all the cantors and stuff like that. So it's going to be a great night, and if you want to support the center, I recommend you get out. And
there is a phone number, but it's just able to go to the website for the Concordia University. And
yeah, that's a big that's a
good help.
Yeah, you can get it. You can find the benefit concert just by Googling the Center for Arts and Human Development at Concordia University. Speaking about Concordia news, I just want to talk about something real briefly, if I may.
You may.
Also happening early next week, there's going to be a fee levy vote. The CSU is putting forward a vote on fee levies and whether or not they should be subject to online opt-outs. Basically, what this means is that there's a bunch of student groups around Concordia's campus that do a lot of advocacy and other things, but also this radio show is one of them, that get their money from levying fees against the tuition of Concordia students. And this is like how the station affords to run. This is how everybody here gets all the staff of the station get their paychecks and stuff like that. Anyways, so that all comes out of part of tuition, and students can opt out of that already, but they're trying to change it so that people can opt out online. The problem with that is that by letting students just tick boxes and not really learn about these groups before they opt out, it lets people get like $5 or something back without even really getting to know the good causes that often this money goes to support. And
this radio station,
it's actually doesn't really add up to a lot of money that they're saving. The thing is, it's this sort of movement is largely based on like saving students a dollar and stuff like this. But when you think about it, a lot of the times what this money's cutting is all the advocacy groups that work together to keep tuition so low in this province. Like this is like the central base of support for student advocacy. And without the voice that these groups are able to organize collectively, it's really tough to see Concordia remaining a community that's able to stand up for lower tuition and stuff like that. So it's in a lot of ways like a misguided attempt to lower tuition. If we're looking into lowering tuition, we should be looking at, I don't know, administration of Concordia and the cuts they can make there, because there's definitely
no better way.
Yeah. This is okay. So on paper, it's a way to get a pay less tuition, but in my opinion, very short sighted.
In moral support, if you do it the wrong way, you're gonna end up hurting yourself. If you do it the right way, you're helping everybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
So, the vote's happening November 12th to 14th next week. And if you're listening and you're a Concordia student member, I have my opinion, but I encourage you to vote on it.
More shows are going to talk about this anyway, so.
Yeah, it's very important to, if you like us and hear what we have to do, this money that could potentially come out of the station's budget is probably going to adversely affect the conditions here. And please support us and vote. No, for having online
Cam, I have a great idea for your suggestion. How about emailing You Know What I Mean's website? You know what I mean?
I don't know if we can do any more advocacy than just saying our opinions on the radio show.
Not our email address. Put the point in the point being.
Actually, what's it called? On November 11th, the day before the vote, there's actually going to be an event, I believe. I think it's on the downtown campus where people are going to go out to voice their support on voting no on this referendum. And it should be interesting to see. I think I'm going to try to make it out. So if you want to see me in person and not just listen to my voice, you know, you can come
talk about it there.
Yeah. So, so on to happier news, I guess. Claudia, you said you wanted to talk about bowling?
Bowling?
Yes. Speaking of bowling this week, it's going to be fun. It's going to be extra fun this week.
Because?
I won't be going home. I'm going to be with my buddy this weekend.
Let me guess, Tim Hortons.
No, I'm going bowling.
Oh, you're going with
my
buddy from the Best Buddies program?
Yes.
Okay. What bowling place are you going to? The usual one?
Yes.
What's it? What is the usual?
Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl. Where is that?
On St.
Where
Jacques.
Where we usually go, Pete?
On St. Jacques. And then on St. Jacques.
So are you going to try to, what's it called?
I'm going to try to beat her butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Claudia,
I got to stick around to see this.
Oh, you can stick around, but it's just supposed to be me and her.
I'm watching from the outside, remember?
Yeah, you're going to have to tell us how that goes, Claudia. I have all the faith in the world that you're going to
She's not the greatest
clean
bowler.
Up.
She's not the greatest bowler.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. No. You should have seen her last at the end of the year event. Since we're talking about bowling,
and my buddy, okay, wait. My nephew. Is sick. Is just getting over what he has.
Oh, Noah?
Yeah.
Cold.
No, not a cold. He caught something that nobody wants.
Okay. So not a cold. It definitely had something to do with fluids then. And yeah, let's...
It's really contagious.
Well, hopefully I don't get it.
The flu?
No.
What?
Chicken pox?
No. I just don't want to say it and scare everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It's let's avoid that. Well, we've been talking for a while. Do you guys want to listen to some more music?
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, let's go listen to an Audio Pen Pals classic. Lucas and we'll Charlie be back in a Rose. Minute or so.
Thank you. From November 14th to November 24th, one of North America's major documentary film festival will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM.
More than 140 documentary films during a 10-day period.
Discussions with passionate filmmakers. Innovative and interactive documentary projects.
Free musical performances every night. And more at the Cinémathèque Québécoise. This November will be where all stories meet. And you? Check out our website at ridm.ca.
Tune in to Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM every Thursday from 11 AM to 12 PM. Listen to Fatal Attraction, CJLO's very own cesspool of weird YouTube videos and bad advice. And sometimes I interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
When I first saw you, I saw love. First time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run. Still the one I want for life. Still the one. You're still the one that I love. The only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. We beat the odds together. I'm glad we did. And listen, look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Look how far we've come, my baby.
Welcome back. We are the Audio Pen Pals. Tuning in from CJLO 1690 AM Montreal on the lovely Montreal West Concordia campus.
This is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Jerry.
DJ Big Peter.
And I'm DJ Tam. So it's almost time for us to end the show. Anybody got anything you want to say before we go?
Well, we got a lovely song, and it's going to be great.
The Audio Pen Pals are brought to you by the
Concordia Council for Student Life. If you want to be involved in our project here, we'd love to hear from you. Our email is audiopenpals@cglo@gmail.com. So shoot us an email if you want to, you know, be involved anyway. You want to be a host?
Or request a song.
Yeah, anything. Like, shoot us an email, let us know, and yeah.
Now time for some tomfoolery.
Yeah.
But?
So when Claudia said we got a nice song coming up, I think there's meant to be scarecrows on that. So yeah, so let's say bye.
If anyone bye. Wants to realize...
Meant to be what you said?
Never mind. What's up, Jerry?
If anyone has kids, I would get them away from the radio because of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a...
bad case of it.
It's a little...
raunchy?
It's Bloodhound Gang. Hooray for boobies!
No, this is the bad touch. Okay, well...
From the album Hooray for Boobies!
It's true. All right.
As I said...
Have a good week. Stay tuned for the Groove Masters Hour. This is the Yog Pempo signing out.
And...
Bye.
Bye, Jerry.
Claudia.
Well now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, yeah, this is CJLO. Won't you stay tuned for some more good music?
For CJLO News, I'm Shana Lee Marie. Quebec Solidaire MNA Catherine Dorion walked out of the National Assembly on Thursday following complaints about her outfit. Dorion decided to leave after she heard that other MNAs asked President of the National Assembly, François Paradis, to intervene regarding the orange hoodie Dorion was wearing. This is the latest controversy regarding Dorion's outfits. She has been criticized in the past for wearing informal clothing, such as boots, tank tops, and the chamber. In other news, the planet Mercury is set to make an appearance as it passes in front of the sun on Monday. The planets will be visible from sunrise until just after 12 o'clock. Mercury's path is only visible to Earth 13 times per century. The last appearance was in May 2016, and the next one on November 13, 2032. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
That's it, baby. That's it right there. Yeah. Don't you move now.
I love the groove.
Welcome to the Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's it, baby. My name is Pete Douglas. I'm your host. Give me a call. 514-848-7471. That's it, baby. Don't you move now.